I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Free speech suffers in Pakistan. The government's ordered all satellite television channels to stop showing live and recorded speeches from former Prime Minister Imran Khan. World Mission's Greg Kelly says,
truth is in the eyes of the beholder, and the beholder is the leaders of the government. When messaging happens that doesn't align with their ideology, they're going to suppress it. And that's exactly what we're seeing in Pakistan right now.
Last month, Pakistan also blocked Wikipedia for hosting blasphemous content. Zealots often use Pakistan's notorious blasphemy law to incite mob violence against Christians. But you can help believers through World Mission at our website. And pray the Lord will continually give these Christians courage.
The Christian leaders that we know in Pakistan, they're simply sharing the truth, the message of hope that is found in Jesus Christ and the Word of God.
And today is International Women's Day, and a global women's ministry just gained a new leader. Susie Peck is taking the helm as Transworld Radio's Women of Hope director.
I've been with the ministry for 14 years now. And when Peggy transitioned to a different ministry, she referred me as the new director.
Based in Brazil, Peck will oversee 450 staff members and volunteers in more than 125 countries. Pray for the Lord's strength as she provides vision and management for the growing women's ministry.
I know I'll face many more challenges, and I still don't know all of them. So just pray that as I step deeper into my position, and I will clearly hear from the Lord and follow his footsteps in guiding our teams around the world.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.